Hey, girlfriends, welcome to another episode of Girlfriends and Goals. We're your hosts, Miosha
and Samaria.
This podcast is a space where we'll talk about friendships, life goals, a little bit of pop culture, and all things womanhood.
On today's episode, we're actually doing a little bit of a girlfriend check-in. So you guys know here at Girlfriends and Goals, we value friendship and personal growth as women. And so today we're going to be checking in with each other. So I would recommend like the questions that we ask each other, you guys take them down and maybe you guys can do them with a girlfriend or even check in with yourself to see where you are so far this year. So it's going to be a good episode. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please make sure you subscribe to the channel and give this video a thumbs up. If you're listening to it on Apple Podcasts, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating and consider writing a review. All right. So I guess we'll get into the first question. I don't know. I know Miosha's not on the internet like as much as I am, but I'm sure you've seen people talking about I'm in my this era or I'm in my that era, right? So yeah. My first question for you is, what era are you currently in? And it can be more than one answer. So it doesn't just have to be one thing.
Okay. Era that I'm in, and this is going to sound a bit selfish, but I'm in my, it's about me era.
Okay.
What I wanted to. Yeah. That's where I'm at. I feel like between 2020 and a good part of 2022. Mm-hmm. So maybe half of last year, I was very much in new mom mode. And so just with the pandemic and being a new mom, as it should be, a lot of my life revolved around being a mom. Mm-hmm. And I felt it hard to have balance. And so now I'm at a place where my child is a bit older. I have a little bit more flexibility. And yeah, I've kind of come out of that season of putting all of my wants and desires as like second, third place, being in a place where I felt like, okay, I'm in this season of having to give a lot of myself, put the things I want and desire later. So yeah, I feel like it's in my about me and what I want to do, taking care of me. Yeah. So that's where I'm at. What about you?
That sounds so sweet. Aw. I think I'm in my shoot your shot era. actually, I don't know if that even sounds good. Maybe I want to say it a different way. Like, I'm in my go-getter era. Because does that sound
better? I like shoot your shot. I like shoot your shot better.
You do? Because I felt like shoot your shot was maybe me telling people to shoot their shot at me. And that's not what this is.
No, I did not take it like that. I took it as, I'm going to put myself out there and go for what I want. Yeah.
Perfect. So yes, what Miosha said, that's what this era is about for me, where I feel like there have been a lot of things that I'm like, just try it. You know, you want to do it. You have some interest in it. Just go for it. Don't worry about, am I the perfect fit for it? Am I going to be like 100% what this, you know, thing is looking for? These people are looking for. Just go out there because you're interested in it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and pursue it and see where it takes you. And I've done that with a lot of things, I would say, in the last, definitely this year, but maybe in the last 6 to 7 months, I've seen myself just pursuing things. And I really like that. I like this era. And I think it brings a lot of good things. One bad thing that comes along with it, though, is that you kind of have to just accept whatever happens, you know? So it's like if you in your shoot your shot era, you also have to be in your acceptance era, because everything isn't going to work out perfectly. Everything isn't going to go your way. And so I think I've had to get out there and pursue things, but also learn to accept that things aren't for me. I was talking to somebody the other day and I was like, oh, I've put all my effort into like these two things. What if I've come this far and neither one of them works out? And they said to me, then they're not for you. And as like basic as that sounds, when I tell you it hit me like in the chest, I was like, oh, that makes too much sense. Why are you making sense right now? You know, but after that conversation, I think I've learned to accept a little bit better and not be as anxious about the outcome of things. Like what's for you won't miss you. So,
you have to be in a space of being willing to fail and not be accepted and being able to pick yourself up and being willing to take risk. I think this podcast is a representation of that, because that's definitely something I thought about early on of, well, what if this doesn't work? And what if people don't like it? We don't have good acceptance. And I mean, it sounds good to start a project and go into something and be like, oh, well, we won't care. And but we want people to connect with it and enjoy it. Who wants to be putting out content that people don't want? Especially for the time commitment too. So you said being willing to shoot your shot, also being willing to invest the time and energy into something that may or may not pay off. That's scary.
Very. And to your point about, you know, we can say, oh, we'll put it out there and not care what the response is, but nobody wants to be stagnant, you know? Right. So I don't want to do this and then have like zero listens for how long have we been doing this? 2 years? Almost 2 years since our first episode, but definitely a little over 2 years since we started working on like the behind the scenes background stuff. So yeah, nobody wants to be stagnant. We want to look for ways to improve. We want to look for ways to expand our reach. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what's something you feel like you were struggling with last year that you felt like you're in a place where you've gotten better or even overcome it?
I think one thing that life forced me to do last year was set and maintain certain boundaries. I think life put me in a place where it was like, if you want the life that you say you want, then you really have to be bold about setting certain boundaries to make sure that you get there. And I think because it happened so suddenly, the thing that I'm thinking about, it really threw me for a loop. Like I had to go into action very quickly and, you know, just decide to hunker down and pursue what it was that needed to happen. And, you know, if someone was on board, great. But if not, then I just had to explain, hey, this is very important to me, and establish certain boundaries so that nobody was stopping my progress. So I think when I look back at the last year and then where I am now, I think I've done a good job of that. Of course, the work is never finished, you know, but I do think I did a good job with that. How about you?
So I can think of two things. The first one, and I don't know that I've overcome it. I think I'm just more conscious of trying to be comfortable with it or get better at it. And it's allowing myself to be okay with things being out of my control and not being in super planning mode. And one of those things, which was small, but for example, the trip we took together, for your birthday. And so like, and I think I did an awesome job of like not hounding you about stuff. Like once I had the base information, I feel like I did good. Other than just like critical things of like, well, where will it be? And just like, so I can like do some looking around myself, but that was me being out of my comfort zone of taking a big trip where I'm not the one planning and doing all the things. And it actually felt really good. But yeah, so yeah, just being okay with things being out of my control, me not planning everything, and realizing that it feels good to not have that pressure as well. But it also helps when you have, like, for example, with your birthday trip, someone who you really trust to be in the lead on it. So that's one thing. And then the other thing, I feel like I've overcome this now, but it's mommy guilt and being away from my kid. Ooh. And so I don't think that ever goes away, of just the pressure of feeling like they should be with you or you should be taking the lead with them. But I do feel that a shift in me happened between last year and this year. And I think the pivotal moment was the first time me leaving my child for a vacation, a pretty big vacation. And so it's still there, but I remember thinking about, we did a photo shoot. Was it, it wasn't last year, maybe the year before, but remember when I bought him with us? And looking back, I'm like, why did I do that? But I think it was because I'm like, oh, well, he could come and he could be with me. And my spouse was there and was able to help with him. But looking back, like, no, he could stay at home. It's okay. And of course, Samaria enjoyed him being there. But yeah, just, I feel like I'm in a much better place of being able to leave him, obviously, with someone that I trust. And yeah, just letting go of some of that mommy guilt. Like, it's okay, girl, to have moments to yourself. And I feel like once we took a trip away from him, and obviously he was safe, he was good. Yeah. You ain't been able to stop me since.
So first of all, she says you ain't been able to stop me, but it is within reason. I just want to put this out there. She's not leaving every single weekend or anything. And if she was, that's her business, as Tabitha Brown would say. But
I will say though, I've seen parents and heard of stories where they say, like, oh, we haven't had a date night away from our kid or since they were born and they're three. And I'm like, what? Like, should I feel away? But I also see the importance of prioritizing, you know, spending time with your spouse and having those moments. So yeah, I've gotten a lot better at that. See, he ain't been at a photo shoot since.
Very good. But also in your defense, I don't think he was even like a year old at that point. So I couldn't understand, you know, you were new to the mom gang. So I understood why that was a thing for you.
Yeah. And I was breastfeeding. So it does it did make my life easier, but it could, you know, we've evolved.
In retrospect.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's absolutely fair. Okay. I actually want to go to this question because you talked about the whole vacation and you not hounding me, which I would agree with that. I think you probably had more questions than some of the other people, but for you, I think it was very minimal. Like, it was not that, you know, big of a thing. So the question I want to ask, since we've been working together on the podcast for about 2 years now, what is something you feel like you've learned from me? And I asked this question actually because I want to answer it. Because I want to answer it first. So.
Okay.
Because it goes so like nicely into what you already said. So I think I've learned from you how to relinquish control and trust a little bit. And I think it's because I've seen you do it with me. So even like this morning, so with this episode, I think a few days ago, I mentioned what the topic, you know, what topic I wanted, but I didn't set anything in stone. And you've just kind of accepted, okay, when she has the time, that's something she'll do. It'll definitely get done. You just trusted me to hold up my end of the deal. And so I'm learning that from you. As you trust me, I feel like I'm learning how to trust other people. As you relinquish control to me, as we work on the podcast, I think I'm learning how to do that with other things in my life too. And that's a really hard thing for me. Okay. That's a big word for Elmo. Like, that is not something that I struggle with it every single day, because like I kind of trust me, and I trust myself to get things done the way that they should be done, even though there are multiple ways of doing things. I just feel like my way is best sometimes, but I need to come up off that, and you've been helping me to do that. So,
And
yeah.
I will say that you have gotten better, I feel, with relinquishing control. I also think it works that, like, the areas where I'm like, oh, I want to be in control or in the lead, I don't know if they overlap as much. So with the podcast, I'm like, okay, like, there isn't much conflict with me being like, oh, well, I need to know every little detail and every little point.
Got you.
But if it were another area, I probably would be. And so I think it helps that we don't overlap in that way. But yeah, I'll say I can definitely see a difference even in the first year versus the second year. And to your point about kind of trusting each other, this is kind of related, but not really. But something I wanted to mention was that I noticed that one thing that we don't do is ever vent to each other about, like, if we don't want to record. I don't know if you've picked up on that, but, like, say, and of course we have those days, but neither one of us will know it until we get on. And so I think that's a way of us kind of leaning on each other to, like, be consistent and push this thing forward. If there's a day where it's like, oh, I know I don't feel like recording, I just don't have it in me, I don't tell Samaria. And then I know she has those days, but she never tells me. It's like, okay, we just jump on and we push forward and we make it happen. And I think that's helped us to be consistent and make it this far, just by trusting, like, okay, Samira is gonna pull my energy when I need help, and Miosha is gonna jump on even if she's not in the mood to make it happen.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm glad you said that, because there have been days where I jump on here. Of course, I'm not feeling it, but just like seeing you and then like getting a chance to do this with my best friend, it really changes my mood. Like there have been times I've come on feeling a certain way, and then at the end of the recording, I'm like, "Oh my gosh, girl." Like I'm more chatty, and it really affects the rest of my day, so I feel the same way about you. This feels like a love fest, and I'm
I
here for it.
know. But something that I've learned from you, so I don't know if I've learned it from you or I've just observed it, but I have observed you being way more willing to put yourself out there than I would have ever guessed on day one. And so you mentioned it earlier how you're in your shoot your shot era. And I mean, if you all well, follow us on Instagram, if you follow her personal page, you definitely see that. And I feel like you're pulling me along with you, but not that I'm kicking and screaming. It's just, I don't know, to be close to you in real life. That sounds so odd, but that's the only way I could think to say it. I was surprised by how much you're willing to put yourself out there. She's still very private, but yeah, that is something that I've learned from you. And I know that you've had to be patient with me just because that's an area where I'm not as natural, which is so interesting because if you know our personalities and just
You
how
would think,
outgoing I am, you would
right?
think.
It would
But
not be
that.
the one. I would not be the one you would think would be putting herself out there.
So yeah, I've learned just about how much you put yourself out there. And before Samira had her African PhD YouTube channel, I knew you were willing to put yourself out there, but I feel like you've blossomed with this podcast and all that. So
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love it. Well,
yeah.
thank you so much for saying that. That was so kind.
Yeah. So where do you see yourself a year from now? And I mean, clearly you're putting in some work over there to make it happen. This girl stays booked and busy.
Okay. A year from now, I'll be preparing to be a doctor, guys. which is so insane that it's so close. There's still a whole lot to get done, so it doesn't feel like it's close, but I know because I know how the calendar works. I'm like, oh, it's really close. But so I'll be preparing to be a doctor, and I hope that a year from now I'll have more clarity on what I want to do with that. Yeah, I think there's a way that is maybe the cookie cutter way. And since the beginning of my PhD program, I just felt like that wasn't the only way for me. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing how creative I get with this accomplishment and all the places that it's going to take me, all the doors that I'll knock on, you know, once I get this under my belt. Yeah, so that's where I see myself. A year from now, I see myself maybe creatively using this accomplishment that I've worked so hard for to get a life that is more flexible than what it has been in the last 5 years.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
I definitely say it's coming close because considering how long the journey has been,
Child,
we've come this far by faith. That's all I can
it has been a long one, okay? And I hope that the worst is behind me and the best is still coming. But yeah, it's been a terrifying, terrible, exciting. It's been so many adjectives. I don't even know where to go after that. But yeah, it's been a lot of things.
Okay.
Yes.
So I don't know that I see a major shift for me and my life or lifestyle between now and next year. However, I do see it in about 2 to 3 years. And so I don't know exactly what that is going to be, and I'm in a space of figuring that out. I'd say the next 2 to 3 years, one decision in particular, I think, will kind of send me in one direction versus the other. And so I'm in a space of being reflective and having a lot of internal conversations of, okay, what do I want that time and space to look like? And what I decide over the next year will be the foundation for the next 2 to 3, if that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
So I feel like I'll be in a similar place. Of course, accomplishing, I don't want to say small goals, but I have things that I want to do between now and next year. But as far as major life changes, I don't foresee that for a while, but I'm in a space of having a lot of conversations with myself, with my spouse, and just figuring out what 2 to 3 years will look like. So then the next year will be laying the foundation for that.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Like, I think sometimes people think where they see someone happened overnight. And what you just said to me is a perfect example of how people really have to take time to think things through and then start laying some type of foundation. You know, like it doesn't happen overnight. So when 3 years from now we're doing a podcast episode and Yosha's where she, you know, is seeking to be in this very day, it wouldn't surprise me because I'm like, she took the time to think things through, lay a foundation. And of course, you know, life throws things at you, but when you have something planned, something like solid, you can probably go farther with that than just flying by the seat of your pants. Is that the expression?
Yeah, and I'm gonna quote Miss Champagne Brittany again, but something she said on a podcast episode, it was the beginning of last year, I believe, or maybe the year before. We had, listen, y'all, we have so many episodes now, I can't keep track.
Okay. This is
But
episode 81.
right. But she was saying that we should always be checking in with ourselves and on our relationships. And that's in the season I'm in right now, where it's I'm checking in to see, okay, maybe 3 years ago, I had an idea of what I wanted 3 years from now, but is that the same thing? Just because you may have, or I may have thought that I wanted, you know, what I'm going to be doing or accomplishing at 36, maybe I've already outlined that, but I need to review it to make sure that that's still what I really want. Also factoring in the life that's happened in between what I may have thought a few years ago, looking forward and making sure like, hey, I'm still okay with that. That's still what I really want. And I'm very conscious about in the decisions that I make for my life, making sure that I'm not just checking a box or, oh, it's the next natural thing to do. It's like, girl, is that what you really want? Like I mentioned earlier, I'm in my it's about me era. And that means me making sure that this me doing XYZ is what I want to do and not what other people want, other influences, like what's going to work for me and my family. It's like, yeah, I'm in a space of evaluation, I guess is a best, a better way of summing it up.
Yeah. I feel like, for anybody who's listening, if you are just checking a box for the sake of checking a box, you really do need to reevaluate. Like I love a to-do list. I love checking things off, you know, that list, but it is important to check in and make sure, okay, if I'm going to check off something, let it be the thing that I actually want, not just something that society or someone else has placed on me that now I feel like I have to fulfill for what? Like, if it's not even going to make me, you know, satisfied, now you've checked off all these things. They're not any of the things that you want, and you have to recreate a whole other list and then start checking that off when if you would have just checked in with yourself in the first place and with where you are in this point in your life, you could have done some reevaluating at that point. So yeah, 1000% agree. Okay, so you mentioned being in your like it's about me era, so I wanted to ask, what does self-care look like for you these days?
Self-care for me looks like, I mean, I mentioned before, I like to work out, so I'm pretty consistent with that. Just having that time for myself, even if I just go for walks, it doesn't always have to be something super strenuous, but yeah, me working out. And I guess the opposite of that is me actually using my downtime for rest. I mentioned a while ago that I can be, you know, a list checker and try to be super productive. But I found that that was making me more tired because I wasn't using my time properly. And so now when I have what is supposed to be downtime, you know, when my son is asleep and the day is done, I actually use that for downtime instead of trying to be uber productive. Now, I found a balance where I may say, okay, I'm going to get these 1 to 2 things done. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be 5 things. I'm also taking naps now. Samaria, I don't ever think knew me to be a nap taker, but instead of drinking another cup of coffee, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give myself 30 minutes to go take a nap. And so, yeah, that's what self-care looks like for me, being active, but also in my when I have downtime, actually using that appropriately. I remember seeing this post in the early days of me becoming a mom. And it was a mom saying that you should try, as a mom, you should try to be productive when your kids are up and moving around. And when they're down, use that for your downtime. Yeah. Versus a lot of moms do the opposite. Was like, oh, well, when the baby goes down for a nap, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. Yeah. And that's the space I was in. And then they're back up. Or if you have a toddler, they're always up. You know, it's like you didn't have any rest or break. Or in the evenings, sit down, watch a movie, relax. It's like, no, I'm going to do the laundry. I'm going to do just all these things. And so once I got hip to doing that and how to do it, I feel like that is the best self-care because that downtime is so critical because then when my son is awake or I have to tend to things around my home, I actually have the energy to do it.
Yeah.
And not begrudgingly.
Yeah. I think it was Serena Williams's husband who said that she taught him how to rest. And this is a super paraphrase. I don't even know if this is exactly what that man said, but something around this. Because as an athlete, you know, of course she had to go really hard, but that resting time was extremely productive for her because she needed time for her body to like be at rest so that she could go as hard as she goes or went, since she's retired now, out there on the tennis court or in her practices or whatever. And so I think about that a lot. I'm like, okay, Serena Williams, who is the GOAT, you know, prioritizes rest. Like that's something that basic little me should definitely be doing. But yeah, I think as far as self-care, not too much has changed for me. So I am a sleepy girl. I will take a nap, you know, honest, as often as I can, even if I have to like schedule it. I know that I need a nap because I don't drink coffee. And because it really just, when I take a nap, I just feel like it's a brand new day when I wake up. Like my energy is where it needs to be. And I can take on a whole other set of tasks. So I do take naps, but one day out of the week, I rest. Like that is my rest day. I don't do social media on that day. None of it. I kind of just unplug and sit with my thoughts, you know, reflect. I also journal a lot. So not in an actual journal, just on my phone, but like I have a note for this, and not just on my rest day, but throughout the week. So if I have anything that's making me feel anxious, I will write down what the thing is that's making me feel anxious, why it makes me anxious, what outcome I hope to, you know, get to. And yeah, and that's kind of what I do for self-care, because it just helps me to get the thoughts outside of my head and place them somewhere. And then when the situation works out or doesn't, I can always, years from now, come back and just reflect on where I was in that time and see how I overcame it or how it helped me to transition to something totally different or whatever the outcome was. But yeah, so I think taking that rest day, napping when I need to, listening to my body. Like if my body says we can't do this today, I'm sorry. Like I don't know what you want me to tell you. Like take it up with management, because I just can't physically do it. I do exercise. I don't enjoy it like Miosha does, but I am very disciplined with that. For someone who doesn't like it, like I am very disciplined with that, and I'm looking forward to the summer so I can do more of that outside. But yeah, yes. I am pretty active and just want to make sure that my body is good.
Yeah, we're taking care of our bodies. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's something you feel like you're balancing really well right now, and something that you feel like you could get better at?
Ooh, what am I balancing well? Probably my day-to-day life. So, you know, either the night before or very early in the morning, I set out what I want to do. I think they're calling it like setting intentions now. Like I've heard a lot of people say that. I even went to a workout class, which is not something I frequently do, but I knew the person who was doing it. And at the beginning of the class, she was like, okay, I'm going to have everybody set intentions. And I thought that was really cute. But essentially that's what I do. I manage my day to day very well.
Okay.
And I'm writing a dissertation right now, so I'm having to like balance that, but also doing things like the podcast that give me life outside of academia, you know? Yeah, so I think I'm balancing my day-to-day schedule very well. And if you've heard some of our old episodes, you know that I wanted to move like a robot. Like that's my goal every year. I want to move like a robot. I want to be efficient. And I think I'm getting closer to that. Of course, I'll never be a robot. You know, I am a human and I do have to listen to my body, but on the days that my body can do it, I'm killing it. So that's something I'm balancing well. What am I not balancing well? I think what I struggle to balance is the anxiety of outcomes. So like the thing that I said where the person said, well, then it's not for you. So I needed that to ground me, because then I will play out so many scenarios in my head. And so it's something that I struggle with and have had to like implement coping mechanisms so that I can get through. So that's that. How about you?
Something that I feel like I'm balancing well and not, it's connected.
At the same time?
Yeah. So I feel like I'm balancing my relationships with my immediate family really well and how I'm checking in and how often, but I feel like extended relationships and extended friends, I could do better at checking in more often. I could. So in one area, I think I'm doing it well. And I think it also helps, you know, if people are reaching out to. But I will say that there are certain relationships and people where I could be doing better at checking in with them just to see how they're doing. But yeah, I think that's something I could work on between now and the end of the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. Okay. So at the beginning of this episode, I know I mentioned that I hope that people who are listening do this check-in either with themselves or with a girlfriend or two. Mm-hmm. Shoot, make a date night. I love a like a girl's date night. That's something that I'll probably always do for the rest of my life. Is like have dates with my friends. But why do you think this is something that is important for us to do, and then just for girlfriends in general?
Well, I think my reason applies to both in that we're constantly evolving. Like I'm the same Miosha, but I'm slightly different than I was even this time last year. And so I think, as I mentioned earlier, it's good for me to be checking in on myself, making sure I'm still doing the things I want to do and the future I want is still the future I envisioned. I think it's good for me to be checking in with you and for other girlfriends to check in with each other. Like, hey, like, where are you? And are your desires the same desires? And I think it can be easy to go through life together with people with doing tasks and going to events and just living life. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're keeping up with who the person that they are at that moment. I think you're the same, Samaria, but you've evolved too.
Mm-hmm.
Like life changes us maybe in little ways over time, but it's a way to make sure that you're staying up to speed with the people that you have close relationships with. And I think it hopefully makes the relationships easier, like me knowing you and who you are today and what's important to you, what's not important to you. It's like, oh girl, you don't want to do that no more. Really?
Right.
That's not important to you anymore. Oh, okay. And not it be 3 years from now and you're like, yeah, I've been let that go.
Yes. It helps, like, if you're someone who has my ear, like you're going to be giving me advice. I think it's very important for you to know what it is that I actually want so that you can advise me towards that thing, as opposed to you advising me towards what a past version of myself would have wanted, because then that's detrimental to my progress. So I 100% agree. And I think just because it's important to know how you can support people around you. And if you don't know what they're evolving to, you don't really know how you can fit in, you know, what you can bring to that table, the table of their life, and how you can contribute. So I think it's really important for support purposes. And honestly, just checking in is helpful because sometimes people don't have anybody to talk to about certain things, or they're looking for, okay, who can I trust with this particular piece of information? And then you ask, or you check in and, you know, they have their answer. They have their person who they can talk to about those things. So yeah. And I think checking in with girlfriends too forces you to check in with yourself a little bit. Like my favorite thing is when my cousins or my friends ask a question and I have to sit there and actually think about it. because I'm like, oh, I would have never thought to ask myself that or reflect on that if you hadn't brought it up. So
yeah.
Yeah. So I hope that you guys enjoyed this. I certainly did. It was just like a little check-in with each other because we haven't done one in 2023 and we didn't do one at the end of 2022 either. We've obviously had great guests on and look forward to having amazing guests in the future, but just wanted to pause and do that really quickly. So we're going to transition into our segment. And we did this last week as well, but it's the Would You Rather. And this one is kind of like a self-care edition. So the first question is, would you rather have brunch with the girls and have your evening and night to yourself, or have the day to yourself and then meet up with the girls for dinner?
I'm gonna go brunch with the girls and then evening or night to myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't think you would pick that one.
I'm a more active during the day person at this point in my life versus by the evening, depending on, I guess if I was strategic about not filling my day with too much. that definitely makes a difference. But yeah, I would do brunch, which we need to do another brunch. We're due for that.
We definitely are. I would also pick brunch. So if anybody knows me, they know that I just want to get back to my house. No matter where I am, I just want to get back to my house. So if I can go out for a few hours during the day, be social, take cute like pictures and videos, and come back home, shower, and get in my bed, like that is such an ideal day for me. So yeah,
Okay.
definitely brunch. Okay. Would you rather do an intense workout 3 days a week or do low impact workouts 6 days a week?
Low impact, are you saying like Pilates or walking?
That's what I was thinking. I don't, is Pilates low impact for real? 'Cause
I
that.
think once you know what you're doing, it is, but at first it's a challenge. But when low impact, I'd assume because it doesn't make your heart rate crazy high.
It's not like
Either
a big.
way, I'm gonna do the three intense.
Really?
Yeah, and have rest days in between. But I think it's because I'm that person on a rest day, I'll still go for a walk just to get out of that, especially in the summer if the weather is nice. So yeah, I would do the three intense.
Okay. So the narrative I'm telling myself is that I would prefer to do 6 days low impact. And I'm going to try that in the summer and see how that goes. But I think that's my preference because I'm doing something every single day without like, oh no, like I hit workouts are just so intense. Like, I don't know. They're just very they're a lot. So yeah, but right now I'm a three to four times a week like intense person. But now that the sun is out, I'm gonna say low intensity.
Yeah, it's so much easier just to be like, oh, I'm gonna go for a walk and enjoy it outside versus, yeah, being inside and doing it. The season matters.
It's so, and you know, I hate winter. I don't know who created that, but they need to take it back. That is not it. Oh, okay. So would you rather take a month-long vacation to Africa or a month-long vacation to Europe?
Africa, baby,
Okay, I was
all
about to say.
the way. Yeah, we need the warm weather. We need the music, the food, the vibes. I would love to go to Europe, no shade against it, but for a month, it's definitely going to have to be Africa. I feel like the vibe, the energy is just more relaxing, and the food.
Yes.
I think I already mentioned that.
It's worth mentioning twice. I of course 1,000% agree. I don't even know why I put that question. I knew the answer would be that for both of us. But okay. We're definitely going to put these questions on our stories at some point during the week. So, you know, thank you guys so much for listening to the Girlfriends and Goals podcast. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Girlfriends and Goals podcast. If you haven't subscribed already, please go ahead and do that now. Don't forget to rate, review, and share. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.